Proclamation number 3534 of 2nd of September, 1945. God's plan of salvation. Love and wisdom. God's love is exceedingly great and His decision is wise. And everything He decides serves the redemption of the spiritual, which is wretched because it is far from God. In order to bring it closer to Him, He directs all events according to His eternal plan of salvation, which is determined in profound wisdom and infinite love and will also lead to the aim one day. Salvation from greatest adversity is the basis of it, for God's love only wants blissful creatures with whom He is eternally united. This is the ultimate aim and purpose of everything that happens in heaven and on earth. But where God's love and wisdom is active, fullest success must also be guaranteed. Only it takes infinite times because God's will alone does not bring about the redemption of the unfree spiritual. But God lets the spiritual's free will make the final decision in the embodiment as a human being, and this shortens or lengthens the period of redemption itself. God's love and wisdom only arranges all events in such a way that they stimulate the human being to use his will and suggest the right decision to him. And this is to be recognized, even in the greatest suffering that goes over the earth and oppresses people. The love and wisdom of God must also be recognized in this, who wants to come to people's aid so that they make the right decision. And thus the coming time of the battle of faith and the imminent dissolution of earth also belong to God's eternal plan of salvation, who uses all means to enable the spiritual beings to reach the final aim. It is a hard time and yet inevitably necessary, for God's wisdom saw the unsuccessfulness of all means to gain the spiritual in the lost days, and His love again applies new means to bring help to the spiritual. God's plan of salvation underlies every work of creation and every event in the universe. Nothing exists and happens without meaning and purpose. The spiritual being's adversity and redemption is always the cause and aim, and God's love is constantly intent on reducing the distance between Himself and the spiritual being which has fallen away from Him. The more resistance the spiritual being puts up to Him, the more painful its fate. And as a human being, it therefore likewise shapes its earthly fate for itself. Extremely painful if it does not bow to God and submits its will to Him, or more bearable through the supply of grace and strength if it gives up its resistance and approaches Him of its own free will. This is the meaning and purpose of the eternal plan of salvation, which is to be recognized, and the realization of which also already signifies the beginning of redemption. For now the spiritual being steps out of the darkness, enveloping it into the light. It recognizes God's love and wisdom. It knows about the meaning and purpose of earthly life, about the meaning and purpose of creation, about the blessing of suffering, which testifies to God's love, and it now strives fully consciously upwards. It will also not fail in the last battle of faith as soon as it has gained this knowledge, and after a difficult but short time it will maturely enter the kingdom of light or paradise on the new earth in order to live eternally in the proximity of God, from whom it once took its origin. Amen.